Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of joy. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the Book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." What would make you burst into spontaneous, uninhibited celebration? What could cause you to pump your fist, jump around the room, let out a loud, happy shout, or throw your hat wildly into the air? Maybe an all clear from the oncologist after months of treatment? News of a new grandchild, landing your dream job, winning the lottery? There are a few precious times in life where we are just bursting with joy. These are the happy exclamation marks and happy face emojis in the midst of life. When you want to dance around with a friend or sing a song, that's exactly what Mary's doing here. And the lyrics of her song are the promises of God. The angel has told her the incredible news, and she's rushed over to hug her cousin Elizabeth, and even the miracle baby Elizabeth is carrying leapt for joy in her womb. Now Mary is leaping for joy too, giddy with excitement, hope, and triumph. This is not just a happy dance about something silly, and it's not just about having a baby. This is a song of joy that is all about God. God is going to fulfill his promises. God is bringing a revolution to the way things are in this world. Everything the prophets had said is going to come true. God has not forgotten us and is stepping in with his strong power to put things right. The poor and hungry and oppressed will be shown mercy and filled up with good things. There will be victory over evil. Mary's song is a burst of joy that celebrates why we need Jesus. God is coming to the rescue at last. Behind all the Christmas celebration and festivities is God, the Lord, our Savior, the powerful one, the holy one, the merciful one, the faithful one. Do we need any other reason to celebrate? Is there any greater cause for joy? So often the things that make us most happy are about us, about me. But that's not where Mary chooses to focus. Recall the words Mary uses to describe God. Which of these traits of God seem most important to you right now? Pause for a few moments now to celebrate, not just because something has happened to you, but because of who God is.
Thank you.
We go into today with a humble desire to let our minds focus on you. We give our heart permission today to celebrate and be glad for all you are doing and will do. Amen. Thank you for joining today's Advent reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to Johann Sebastian Bach's musical interpretation to Mary's song by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you celebrate with newfound delight as you claim the joy of the Lord this Christmas season.